भक्तोषि में सखा क्षेत्र रहस्यम जीतम तमम तो दिस भास वी डिस्कस लास्ट नाइट दैट दिस भगवत भक्ति जो इज नॉट ए न्यू थिंग इट इज पुरातन कृष्ण से जो प्रत्यय पुरातन सो जस्ट लाइक आई वाज डिस्कसिंग नाउ विद डॉक्टर कपूर आवर फिलोसॉफी इज नॉट न्यू पुरातन the old thing. At the present moment, it is a passion to propound a new kind of philosophy. He is not only now, formally also, as it is said in the Bhagavatam, Naso Munijasya Matangana Bhinna. A Muni is not a Muni. Muni means mental speculators, manansi, thoughtful muni, thoughtful also, always absorbed in thought. So, a thoughtful man or a great saintly person is not a great saintly person. He has, if he hasn't got to propound a new truth, Naso Munijasya Matangana Bhinna. That is the modern philosophical way, research. This philosopher's contribution is up to this, and this philosopher, we have also such thing. Just like our Gauriya Vaishnava and Ramanujaja Vaishnava. Ramanujaja Vaishnava, they appreciate the service of the law up to Sattvaras. Vishkamma Sattva. With awe and veneration. Dasa, Santa Dasa Sattva. Up to this information. Ramanujaja. But Madhyacharya Sampradaya, they have got up to Madhujaja. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu propounded his Madhujya Rasa. Therefore, he is worshipped by Rupa Goswami. Anarpita charin chirat karunayavati na palau samarpayatam unnata ujjala rasan savaktishya. Unnata ujjala. Everyone has got some relationship with Krishna. That the high, topmost relationship is Madhujya, Unnata Ujja. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this Madhujya Rasa, gopis, gopi bhava rasamrita dilhari. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's contribution to the Vaishnava philosophers, or Vaishnava, Madhujya Rasa, other acharyas, there were four acharyas in Vaishnava Sampradaya. Vatsal Rasa, I think, the Vallava acharya, they are Vatsal Rasa, Balakrishna. And Ramanujaja, they are up to Sakhara, Vishkamma Sakhara. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave information, Ramya Kachit Upasana Bhajavadhu Bhajavadhu Bhajavadhu. The method of worship, as it was done by the gopis, Brajavadhu, that is the best. Ramma Kachit Upasana. There is no better process of worship than the method adopted by the gopis. Always thinking of Krishna. Krishna has gone to a pasture and ground. And the gopis are thinking at home, Krishna's lotus feet is so soft that he feel ashamed to keep his lotus feet on our breast. We think our breast is too hard for keeping his lotus feet. Such nice lotus feet is now wandering on ground with stone chips. How much pain he is feeling in thinking this gopis was crying. How much their mind was absorbed in the thought of Krishna. Therefore, the Goswamis, they also followed Gopi Bhava Rasam Mitajil Hari. Here also in Vrindavan, the Gauriya Vaishnava especially, they watch it, Krishna in the Madhur Jala. Their aspiration is how to become an assistant, associate of the gopis, Madhur Jala. So, so every devotee is associated with some rasa, with Krishna. Rasa is the Vedic information. He is the reservoir of all place. Rasa is labdhanandi bhavanti. If one gets that rasa, melas, then he becomes spiritually blissful. Labdhanandi, these are Vedic information. So, the Gauri Vaishnava contribution is this Madhurya Rasa, but it is not to be artificially imitated. When one becomes actually liberated, Mukta Purusha, then he can raise Mali Bhaiya saying which Karayarupan, it has been described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that at the present moment we have to become the gardener. And what are the bhaktilaja kripa? Then it grows. It goes penetrating through the power of the universe, reaches the spiritual world, and then it grows still more, and when it catches, so the creeper catches some shelter, some other big tree. Similarly, this bhaktilaja kripa goes up and up, and when it catches the lotus feet of Krishna, then it is satisfied. And the bhakta who nourished the bhakti-lata bees, when he goes back to home, back to Godhead, he relishes the fruit grown in that bhakti-lata. This is the description in the Chaitanya Charitamrita in connection with Rupa Goswami. That bhakti-lata begins practically by understanding Bhagavad Gita as it is. There are some so-called devotees, they jump over Bhagavatam, especially Dasama Skandha, Rasa Panchadhyaya, but that is not the process. The process is to begin bhakti-lata. Bhakti-lata bhij. Guru Krishna kripaya paya bhakti-lata bhij. So, we have to take care of the seed. That seed is the last word of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad dharmān paritajyamāni tam saranam bhuj. When one accepts Krishna is the last resort, or shelter, with faith, that Krishna says, the sarva-dharmān paritrajya māmikam saranam. When one accepts this philosophy, that I have nothing to do except surrendering unto the lotus feet of Krishna. This is the beginning of that seed. It has been explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Sraddha Sarde Vishva Sudhira Nishtra Krishna Bhakti Kaila Sarva Parma Kuta. Sraddha. Because if you want to advance in spiritual life, Krishna consciousness, the first stage is Sraddha. First thing is Shraddha. And what is the meaning of Shraddha? Shraddha means full faith. Shraddha is of the Vishwas. Full faith. What is that faith? Shraddha is of the Vishwas. Sudhira Nishtha. Confident. Not faulted. Confident. That if I surrender unto the lotus feet of Krishna, then everything is done. Everything is done. I have nothing to do anymore. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma kruta. This is called Shraddha. Beginning. Shraddha. Sadhu sadhya, tatra sadhu sangha. This is the process given by the Goswami. The first Shraddha, one faith, unflinching faith, that if I surrender unto Krishna, if I take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, then my life is successful. Everything is done. Shraddha sabde vishwas sudhira nishtha. Without any hesitation. Why shall I take shelter of Krishna? One big scholar says it is sophist that is too much demanding. Krishna is demanding too much. Krishna is unmanful. He has everything. I said that is the only thing. Krishna is the supreme lord. He can demand like that. So our parampara system, as it is explained, even parampara prapam. Yamaraja Sahajidu. Our parampara is Krishna says, surrender unto me, and we catch up the word, we preach, surrender unto Krishna. This is parampara system. Not that I will have to say, but surrender unto me. That is Rakshala. Real Krishna Seva is, because Krishna wants everyone to surrender unto him, so if we preach to everyone that surrender to Krishna, then it is parampara. Then it is parampara. Parampara means what is spoken by Krishna. You preach that gospel. You preach that philosophy. So our Krishna consciousness movement is very simple. We haven't got to manufacture anything, any philosophy by research. Krishna says, Yoga Prakta Puratam. We have to speak the same thing, most very, very old. Purata. We haven't got to manufacture. Nowadays, we have advanced with education and civilization. Therefore, we have to concoct some idea. It is not our business. We have to speak the same old Puratan thing. What is that Puratan thing? 5,000 years ago, Krishna says, surrender unto me. So we have to preach this old gospel, surrender unto Krishna. Finish your business. Krishna says, I am speaking that old thing which millions of years ago I spoke to Son God. Similarly, we have to refer to Krishna. 5,000 years ago, Krishna said this. Let us say, repeat that. Yoga Prakta Puratana. And who can speak this? Bhaktosi, one is actual devotee. Other rascals, they will interpret Bhagavad Gita in different ways. They are not speaking the Purata. Therefore, they are none and but. They reject it. Katalina Yoga Nastra. One who does not speak the old thing, like the parampara system, is speaking nonsense. That's evidence from Bhagavad Gita. Katalina Nastra. Krishna says, that the old parampara system, as I spoke to Son God, sakalena iha mahata yoganasya parampara. As soon as we deviate from the parampara system means to receive the knowledge through detachment success. Very simple thing. But in due course of time, it becomes deviant. That's like nowadays, they are interpreting Bhagavad Gita in different ways. That means Kali in a Nostra. This is not Bhagavad Gita. Anyone who is speaking against Krishna, they are discovering some new meaning, adhyatmic meaning. They say adhyatmic meaning. Do they not say like that? Adhyatmic meaning. What is the nonsense adhyatmic meaning? That means kalina nashta. Anyone who discovers some adhyatmic meaning of Bhagavad Gita, according to his Tata is best, that sort of preaching of Bhagavad Gita is nashta. This is the real Bhagavad Gita. Real Bhagavad Gita is if you speak the very old thing. The Sarva Dharma and Paritajya Mami Dhamsarama. What Krishna said 5,000 years ago in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, if you speak that old thing, that Krishna desires everyone's surrender to me. So, let me preach this time. My dear friend, please surrender to Krishna. Then you are a good preacher. Three words. My dear friend, please surrender to Krishna. That's all. To become a preacher in Krishna consciousness movement is not at all difficult. We have to speak the same thing. This is confirmed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jare jakho tare kaho Krishna kato. Amar agnaya guru haiya. Taro yehi desh. Jare jakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. This is guru. Guru does not mean anything extraordinary. Any young rascal like me can become guru. You can question, how you are a young rascal, how you can become guru? Yes,